is a monster. He doesn't know his own strength.
Well, he's about to know ours.
TV shows like CSI have made forensics a hot topic. The same technology used at crime scenes to link a hair to a suspect can also find antibiotics in milk, something Brooklyn, Iowa dairy farmer Doreen Bolin works hard to avoid.
We actually had a problem like a month ago.
A worker on her farm used a medical treatment appropriately, but he didn't segregate the cow and allow the antibiotics to flush out of her system.
He made a mistake and we had antibiotics in our milk.
It cost Bolin two loads of milk. That kind of contamination could be prevented with forensic testing. Hans Kutzia is a professor at Iowa State University's College of Veterinary Medicine and helps run the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
Every now and then things happen on production systems where an animal might have inadvertently been exposed to a drug that they shouldn't have received, or there's some quality assurance steps that a veterinarian might want to take to ensure that the animals are not receiving a medicated feed, for example.
The machines here use mass spectrometry, a process that can break a sample down and identify even the tiniest components within. Kutzia says veterinarians can submit milk, meat, and animal feed samples for testing. One reason they might is to protect exports. He says other countries may monitor entering food with more exacting tests than what products are subject to here before leaving our borders.
In many cases, they use their testing capabilities as a trade barrier. And so it's very important, especially within the state of Iowa, where export of meat products is an important aspect of our economy, to ensure that the animals that do leave the state meet the requirements of our trading partners.
The Iowa State Lab can match or exceed the international tests. To be clear, all milk is tested now, and the Food and Drug Administration sets tolerance limits. For penicillin, for example, that's zero. Amoxicillin is 0.01 parts per million in milk or meat. The mass spectrometry allows for detection of even trace amounts and could also find components the FDA doesn't yet regulate. Kutzia says consumer demand could eventually lead to a domestic market niche for producers who take the extra step, for example, to guarantee their milk contains no antibiotic residue. For now, the most likely application is testing milk after a mix-up to prevent the kind of problem Bolin had.
You're always going to have human error, and somebody gave something the wrong drug or applied the wrong insect control to the farm. You know, do we have an issue or not?
That's livestock veterinarian Matthew Bogert. He says most farmers are vigilant about using only approved medicines in the intended ways. Still, he says, the lab could help him catch a wrongdoer.
If I had a client that was toeing the line with stuff and I was trying to convince him to stop, this would be a great test for that.
And who knows, with the increasing attention placed on where food comes from and what's in it, maybe a future season will be CSI on the Farm. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.